Cool 98.7, Bismarck Mandan's greatest hits. You're waking up with Wish, and joining me now is Alex Robson. And Alex created something called Freedom Cards. And I guess, Alex, I'll just let you explain exactly what these Freedom Cards are.
So Freedom Cards, I started this organization about 10 years ago when I was in high school. And what the Freedom Cards does is it asks people around the world, what does freedom mean to them? And they write the answers on 3x5 index cards. So over the past 10 years, we've explored the topic with hundreds and hundreds of people, from Elton John to Henry Kissinger. And now we are going on a 48-state tour. And as we go, we are collecting Freedom Cards along the way from people who are sometimes elected officials, sometimes just people off the street, and sometimes people that can show an interesting perspective on freedom as we go. So what they do is they answer that question, what does freedom mean to them, and they write it on the on an index card, and then they hold it up, and then we take a picture so we can see all those beautiful scenes of America and kind of get a feeling for the fabric of America.
All right, and so I guess what's the point? I mean, so you have all these cards and you have these pictures, and so what do we get out of that, or what do you get out of it?
So the point that we are trying to make together is that we are a lot more connected in America and around the world than sometimes we feel like. We understand that the political climate right now is very divisive. There's a lot of people that disagree, and it seems like they'll never get along. But then once we look at this connection that we have, which is that both Republicans, Democrats, independents all love American freedom, and it's what we're trying to preserve, and that's what makes us truly unique in America. So when we draw these connections between each other, then we're able to better legislate, we're able to communicate better with other people that are different, and just on that little 3x5 index card, when we have that little connection between us, it helps us be better Americans.
So what do you do with the cards after you get them? You know, you said you have people hold them up and you take a picture. Do you then keep the cards, or do the people keep the cards?
We keep the cards, and occasionally we put cards on displays in museums. We've done a lot of work with veterans groups. 35 people who have won the Medal of Honor have done cards for us. So those cards go around to different places. And then once we do our 48-state tour, we're going to definitely display all those cards as we go in some sort of a capstone event at the end.
All right. Well, you mentioned the 48-state tour, so it's important to mention that you're actually going to be right here in Bismarck, North Dakota on July 14th. So as you swing by, if people want to get involved in the project and basically answer the question, what does freedom mean to you, on one of the cards, how do people get involved with you while you're in town?
So if we are actually going to be here the night of the 14th and then July 15th in the morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on July 15th, we'll be at the steps of the state capitol collecting cards. And then if you would like us to come to your business, if you would like us to come to your family reunion, anything that shows us what it's like to live in Bismarck, just send us an email at thefreedomcards@gmail.com.
All right.
And then we'll come, and we'll come to anything that really shows that America.
And then you've gotten a lot of celebrities and whatnot to fill out these cards too, right?
Yes, sir. That's actually where we kind of started, is we started with elected officials, and we've expanded to a lot of musicians and actors. So we're very, very proud of that as well.
Very cool. Have you gotten in touch with either Governor Burgum or the mayor of Bismarck, Mike Seminary? Have you gotten in touch with anybody to fill out a Freedom Card while you're here?
Yes, we're actually working on it right now. We have your senators already have done cards for us, and we are working on, we love mayors because mayors really love their city and can really show us the feeling of the city. So we're working on that right now. You know, sometimes it's a little tough to get those connections, but we'll eventually get it, and we'll get a card from him and some other elected officials as we come along.
Very cool. Okay, so again, you'll be here the night of July 14th, and then really you'll be here the morning of July 15th between 9 and 10 at the steps of the Capitol. That's where people can participate and fill out a card, right?
Yep, spending the night in Bismarck.
All right, and then you have a website too. Where can people get more information?
TheFreedomCards.com.
All right. He is Alex Robson of the Freedom Card Project. We're very excited for your visit to Bismarck, and we look forward to seeing you. And it's a great project, and I'm glad that you took it on. And I thank you very much for taking the time to join me this morning.
Thank you very much.